Welcome to Manager Tools. Today's topic, feedback from your directs. What to say? Part two. Here we go. Okay, so in the spoke form, you allowed them to give feedback in an inappropriate place. And you covered the reasons why we might do that. But We're also their manager, right? We also have responsibility in terms of giving them feedback about their performance. In this case, it's clearly inappropriate for them to give feedback to you. So do we say yes, listen to it, say thank you, and then tell them, hey, okay, that's good, thanks, but don't do it again in the future? How do we address that? How do we fulfill our obligation to give them feedback about this particular bit of performance?
Yeah. After the moment passes, after you've said yes and say, I'll consider it, thanks a lot. Don't get me wrong, folks. I'm not saying, yeah, thanks a lot, right? I'm not being sarcastic there, but we have to be careful, okay? Your professional response, your polite response, your yes could be misconstrued as a justification for more, right? It happens, folks. So we need to tell them that what they did wasn't the right course of action. Now, look, we're going to assume here, folks, that you're doing one-on-ones. Since you're giving feedback and you wouldn't give feedback without particularly negative feedback, but even positive feedback, right? You wouldn't have done that without doing one-on-ones for 3 or 4 months to build the relationship. And now, if you're not doing one-on-ones and you want to know how to implement feedback, what we would say is, don't do that. Thus, 90% of the managers, 90% of the time. But in your next one-on-one, we have two recommendations. You got two options. The first one is give some negative feedback. Now, if you've just announced the feedback model and said you're going to start with positive, that doesn't mean your directs haven't given negative. But if you're not giving negative feedback yet, you can't give negative feedback, or we don't recommend it. And so there's point two, which is ask or tell them to stop and explain why. But if in fact you've already ruled out the negative, you know, giving negative feedback in the manager tools feedback model, then you could say, it's really super easy. You would say, hey, can I give some feedback? When you gave me negative feedback the other day, it really wasn't appropriate. It's a manager tool, just like reviews and approving time off. Can you change that for me? Simple. Or what if they did it wrong, right? They just totally
botched it up. The model. Yeah.
Hey, can I give you some feedback? Can I give you some feedback? This sucks.
That happens, folks. That happens.
Yeah. Can I bop you on the head and call you juvenile? So if they do it wrong, you can say, hey, can I share something with you? When you tried to give me negative feedback last week, you did it way wrong, dude. You didn't cite my behavior. You delivered in a way that came across accusatorily rather than relaxed. And it's not a tool that works with bosses. Can you please give me input not in the model going forward? Or look, suppose they did it right or close to right, but they did it in the wrong form publicly. And you say, hey, can I share a comment with you? When you gave me feedback last week, you did it in front of others, which is a no-no with a model. Would you please not do that going forward? Now, you might say, wait, maybe they'll give me feedback privately. Okay, fine. Give them another bit of feedback and say, hey, can I give some more feedback? When you give me feedback at all, positive or negative, it's not appropriate. It's a manager tool, not a direct tool. I'm open to suggestions and input, and would you please change that going forward? And I got to tell you something. If you do this and you take time and you're polite about it and you smile and somebody still has issues, then it's their issues and it's not your style. And that doesn't make the feedback model wrong. It just makes them professionally immature. Okay. Second option, what if you haven't ruled out feedback yet? You would ask them or tell them to stop doing it and to tell them why. Now, this one's a bit easier for a lot of people, but it is slightly less effective. The feedback model really does work. And it's worth a little bit of angst that many managers have, you know, and of course, what I think is if you've already ruled out positive and negative feedback, what better way to teach that feedback in the model by using it when they abuse it? What better way to show them that it's a manager tool as opposed to a direct tool? But look, here's what you could say if you haven't ruled out negative feedback. You could say, hey, listen, the other day you gave or tried to give me some negative feedback. It's really not a tool that works upwards from direct to manager. Look, I'm open to suggestions. I'm open to recommendations. And the fact is, I'm responsible for your performance in a way that isn't reciprocal. You're not responsible for my performance. It's my job to give you feedback, and generally not the other way around. It's not to say that I'm not open to recommendations. I am. But form matters, and using the feedback model is the wrong form from you to me. Thanks. That's it. Now, I read something the other day, Mike. I've just been rereading Bruce Tolgan's book, It's Okay to Be the Boss, and it's really good. And he says in there something that I was going to put in one of my weekly notes to all of our individual licensees called Things I Think, and I was going to put in there. Tolgan makes a brilliant point that I've never said before, I think I've thought it, but I don't know why I didn't scream it from a mountaintop. He said, a lot of managers shy away from having tough conversations. And the way he says it is like this, and he's talking about one-on-ones and feedback, but of course, he doesn't have a model for them. He's just talking in general about why managers do and don't do things. And he says, one of the problems with management is managers shy away from doing what they're supposed to do. They shy away from having tough conversations that pinch a little bit. And guys, please, I'm not reading. I'm just paraphrasing the way I would describe what I read the other day at the gym, actually. And he says, the reason why some of those tough conversations are even tougher to the point where we walk away from them is because we haven't practiced conversation with our directs on a regular basis. We haven't spent time conversing with them, developing a relationship, but I do, developing a relationship so that we can consider taking the time to give a little bit of a pinch. And I thought, what better recommendation for one-on-ones and the feedback model and being willing to give feedback more regularly without ever mentioning the tools than that right there. And I think that there are people who are listening who are saying, gosh, that sounds like a little bit of a pinch. Yes, it's a little bit of a pinch. And it's only appropriate to have a little bit of a pinch to ask them to stop doing it when they've done something that's not appropriate. Now, you might be saying to yourself, well, they meant well. Guys, I'm telling you, meaning well is not a good solution. It's not. I'm going to say this again. I think I've said this before. I know I've been saying it lately at conferences. If your company puts out a product that you work really hard on and you guys do your very level best and it's really something you guys are proud of and you mean well and you guys look around and go, this really could change the market, and it goes out in the marketplace and nobody buys it, it's not a good product. I mean, maybe it will be in a year or two when the market catches up or whatever. But right now, it's not a good product, because the definition of a good product is one that sells well. If your CEO then goes to the marketplace, has a press conference and says, guys, we have a great product here and we mean well, so therefore you should give us money, he'd be laughed out of the universe.
That ain't going to work.
Right? You don't get credit for meaning well. So if you say to yourself, well, my direct meant well, and it's okay, or, hey, I mean well, I want the best for them, but I don't want to have a pinchy kind of conversation with them. Guys, that's not your right. You don't get to say, I'm not going to do it because they mean well. Because I'll tell you what will happen. Every other division will meet their deadlines, and your division won't, because your people mean well, but they keep missing deadlines and so on, or they keep messing up, or they keep going off in the wrong directions. And then you're the one who's going to hang because you haven't done what you said you were going to do as a professional. So don't be afraid to have a little bit of a pinchy conversation. I think I've just invented a new word, by the way, dude, which is pinchy.
Pinchy. Pinchy.
Yeah, pinchy. Yeah, pinchy conversation. Yeah. So you've got to do it. It's the right thing to do. And if you've not rolled out negative feedback, you've got to ask them or tell them to stop giving you feedback in the model, because you're just asking if they mean well and you allow them to continue. It's going to be a sore spot, a spot of contention between you and them going forward.
Okay. Now, we joked earlier that, look, if they knew the feedback model, they wouldn't be giving it to you. But that said, they probably don't know it as well as they should, and they're likely to mess it up. And so, would you give them feedback right then and there about, you know, negative feedback about messing up the model?
Take it from somebody who's ignored his own advice. Don't do what I did, guys. I did. I mean, for probably a year of my life, as a teaching tool, whenever anybody said, Mark, can I give you some feedback? I'd say, no, you're not my boss. And I have to tell you, saying no doesn't work. We've already talked about that. And then if I were to say, okay, fine, go ahead, and they totally screwed it up, I say, hey, can I give you some feedback? They think it's just you trumping them after they were trying to trump you, and you have the power, and it really irritates them. It embarrasses them. Look, they may just be taken away with energy about the model. They may just really like it. And they may think, look, they may be grandstanding a little in front of their peers, and then you hammer them in front of their peers, or even if they're not in front of their peers. And look, sadly, unfortunately, my experience is they won't separate that instance of feedback from you giving them feedback in the future. And there'll be a much longer ramp up until they're able to use your feedback to them as a tool that helps them improve. They see you giving them negative feedback, even though it's completely appropriate, as revenge. And revenge isn't a good manager tool, so that's don't right. do it.
Yeah, so this is not a time to channel your inner C and make sure they understand they messed it up.
Yeah.
Okay, now, clearly there are times when you can say no. Now, we want to talk specifically about when they're angry, right? If they ask you feedback and it is clear they are angry, you could say yes as a way of trying to send a message that you're willing to hear, you're willing to get input from folks, but it's likely to go south, right? Anger doesn't work terribly well.
I changed my tune on this about 15 years ago when I started paying attention to what people were telling us about, what do I do in my direct say, hey, can I give some feedback? And it's okay. Go ahead and let them. And I realized there were a lot of different subtypes of directs giving their bosses feedback. And the one that me and many other managers struggled with years ago, when we had an attitude of, I think it's better to say yes and let them do so and talk to them later. The one that was, we didn't want to support is the anger one. I found that myself and many others who were using the model said, that's a bridge too far for me. I'm not going to tolerate that because it's just wrong. So look, everything we've said above implies that we want to give our directs some leeway, right? It's okay for them to give feedback. I mean, well, it's not okay, but we'll say yes, even though we know that what they're doing is not effective or right. Maybe they mean well, maybe they're making a joke, whatever. No harm intended. Maybe they're just being a bit snarky. Okay, fine. We give them some grace. What we've learned is we don't want to give people grace when they're angry. Look, folks, we've alluded to it, we've said it, and so on. The expression of anger is antithetical to feedback. Feedback is about effective future behavior. Anger is about something that happened in the past. The two things are completely different. Anger is antithetical to professionalism. Expressing anger is antithetical to professionalism. Anger is antithetical to power and to management. We don't have to stand for it any more than they should have to listen to us rage at them. It's just, it's beyond the pale. And to continue to our going back to a simple rule, etiquette, by the way, says, and by the way, I recur to etiquette, folks, because it's about professional and polite comportment. And managers generally ought to follow some etiquette. I don't mean the old-fashioned stuff about gloves and who sits and who stands when you're shaking hands and who says what first, although we do have some casts on etiquette because etiquette helps a great deal. I'm just referring to it as a set of rules that make people's interactions effective. And etiquette says you're supposed to maintain your manners in the face of rudeness, even direct rudeness. But etiquette does not say if you are hit, you're supposed to lay down and let the guy kick you as well. If you're hit, different rules apply. And the rule is hit back hard, stand over the fellow after you knock him out, right? So when your direct is attempting to give you angry feedback, folks, that's not feedback. And we recommend you say no and walk away. Now, you can do it with a smile. Look, folks, we've said this before. When you have role power, the amount you use it or you feel that you have to use it is inversely proportional to how well you believe it's perceived. And so when they are giving you angry feedback, what you do is you use your role power very, very slightly. But in fact, it would be the same on their part. If you gave them angry feedback, they'd be entitled to say no. You just duck your head a little bit and smile a little smile of total superiority without being condescending and say, no, thank you, and turn around and walk away. Okay? Turn your back and walk away. And look, give it a little bit of time, and then it'll be time to give them negative feedback and say, hey, can I give you some feedback? When you yell at me and say you want to give me feedback, that's not feedback. Can you not do that in the future? That's it. But you do that separately. Yeah, there's no place for angry feedback because there's no such thing as angry feedback. It's not. They're two separate things.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
And that's it, dude. So guys, remember, when we talk feedback upwards, we're talking about feedback in the manager tools model. We do recommend you say yes, but only as a way to be agreeable and polite, even though what they're doing is not effective or wrong, although wrong is a pretty strong word. Then later, talk to them and tell them why they oughtn't continue doing so. Whatever you do, don't give them immediate negative feedback if they mess it up. It just doesn't work. And look, you get to say no if they're angry. It's just not appropriate. Always remember, a confident manager would be able to laugh a bit at a direct who has received feedback model in the right way and then tries to give it back. It almost always ends poorly. They mess it up. But making that into a mistake of theirs comes across as a power move. So accept it and steer them differently in the days ahead. And your grace under fire will serve you well.
Yeah, this seems to me like a perfect case, a perfect example of remembering your purpose or the outcome, right, relative to your role as a manager.
Exactly.
In the light of bad things happening, go back to your purpose in terms of encouraging effective performance in the future. And in sometimes letting a wrong thing go a little bit just for a while can serve your greater purpose.
We love it when people look at the Manager Tools Trinity slide at conferences, and I think it's in many of our documents, many of our licensee documents. I know it is in the Trinity casts. The first word in every part of the Trinity is encourage. And in situations like this, there are things you could do which are not encouraging, and we want to stay away from those whenever possible.
Yeah. All right, my friend. Thanks.
Thanks, partner.
All right. We'll see you. Bye. Thanks, everyone. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you next time. In the meantime, have a great one. So long.